No, I mean, I haven't really changed anything. It's been the same for me year in, year out. Train hard and just hope for the best.
Now, when you re-signed, it looked like, you know, you were going to reclaim that spot atop the depth chart. Some other faces came in. How's that competition shaping out this year?
I mean, it's for me, it's the same mentality every year. Whether, you know, I'm a named starter or whether I'm fighting for a roster spot. For me, it's just about coming in every week like I'm the starter, how to prepare like I'm the starter, and that's the same this year.
You got your opportunity last year because of some injuries. Correct. You know, Corey Webster went down, Aaron Ross went down. You filled in, and you filled in pretty admirably. I mean, you played really well.
Right.
Did anything change, you know, from your past years to last year when you got that playing time? Was it just a matter of getting a chance to really play?
I was just thinking it's a matter of me getting an opportunity, and the coaches here just give me the chance to actually show what I can do.
Where do you see yourself fitting into this competition battle at corner?
I mean, like I said, it's right now I feel like I was last year. I'm just here like I have to find my role. And right now I'm not sure what their role is, but like every year it's about me being prepared every week, every practice, like I'm a starter.
Yeah.
And that's how me as a player, that's how I approach the game, is like I'm a starter, whether I'm named a starter or whether I'm not, because you just never know with injury what could actually happen.
How talented is this cornerback group when you look at the top with Rogers Cromartie down to Charles James, yourself, right, Thurman? How talented are you guys?
I mean, I think given the opportunity, any of us could come in and actually start. So whether it's TRC, Prince, me, Zach Bowman, Charles James, anybody, like I feel like we all have the talent to actually start in the league.
You missed mini camp and OTAs with the injury. What was the injury?
I had a hip injury. I had a torn hip labrum. I did it, I believe it was around Dallas week.
Okay.
And just played on it the rest of the season. So I really played hurt the whole season.
When did you, any injury in Dallas, did it hamper your performance at all, or did it just kind of hold you back throughout the season?
Yeah, it definitely hurt me. I mean, it was a painful injury, and it's certain movements I couldn't really do. But, I mean, I played through it. I got through the season all right, and I got it fixed this offseason. So, hopefully, me getting it fixed, it'll just make me a better player.
What weren't you able to do?
My movements, like as far as opening up, coming out of breaks like I really wanted to, it was my left hip. So a lot of movements to my left I really couldn't do like I actually wanted to. So, you know, I got it fixed. I'm good to go now. So hopefully we'll see how it goes right now in camp.
Are you at 100%? You know, you feel you have no limitations?
No, I wouldn't say 100%, but I'm pretty close.
What, I guess, are you still struggling with then? You know, is it still, I guess, some side effects of the injury, or are you just trying to get back in football shape because you missed, you know, a chunk of the offseason rehabbing?
No, I mean, right now I'm just following Dr. Kelly's plan, the training staff plan, and right now, this week right now is just about me doing individuals, and then I'll work my way next weekend.
Do you know when, or do you have an expectation on when preseason comes, if you'll be starting, or are you going to have a couple, I guess, a game or two off before you get back to 100%?
I mean, I'm really not sure right now. It's just I'm following the doctor's plan every day, so once they say, you know, I'm ready to go 100, and then I mean I'll be ready to go then.